Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio at the Venice Festival, specifically at The Market. And I'm Angelo Cerbi. I'm here with Pascal Dio, the director of The Market.
Good afternoon.
So we are here again. The Market is going to start the day after tomorrow, exactly. And which are the new aspect, the new issues, the new parts of it?
First of all, within the Venice Gap Financing Market, which is one of the programs that we have in The Market, we have more VR projects. From 40, we went to 47, including 17 VR projects, 10 usual VR projects, plus 7 coming from the new Biennale College Cinema VR, which has been launched this year, as you know.
So the VR are getting bigger and bigger, but as production, but not as much as fruition, because there are not as many cinemas or as many venues that can use it as a commercial vehicle. What do you think about that?
Yeah, because most of the viewers are individuals, in fact. As you do know, we have a special VR theater that we have built in the Lazzaretto Vecchio Island, 50 seats, which means that even if each individual seat will have its own gear, they will see exactly the same thing at the same time, which is a contrary of if you go to a single installation and so on. And so most of the people are watching VR, but on an individual initiative. So that's why VR is becoming more and more important everywhere, in fact.
And which is the connection between the regular production companies and the VR production companies? Are the same companies producing VR content or are different companies?
They are totally different companies. To tell you the truth, last year, as we started with a VR project, we had some, if I could say so, traditional producers or sales agents and so on who went to see the VR and so on. And they came back to me telling me, well, all those guys, they are thinking totally differently from us. So we have to learn how they are thinking in order to be able to go for this new media, which is totally new for them.
And what about the regular productions? I mean, regular cinema, like old-fashioned cinema. Yes. The Venice Gap production bridge is on. And which are there novelties, if there are, for this year edition of The Market?
Which is there is no real novelty. We have more than before. For instance, for the book adaptation rights market, we have 19 publishers instead of 15 last year. And this year we have one coming from the USA and one coming from Japan. So we have more projects in the VGFM and so on and so on. So this is more, I would say, to strengthen the basic elements of the market for the time being, rather than bringing new things for this year.
We were talking last year in this interview about the specificity of Venice as a marketplace, because it's a smaller, it's more, let's say, familiar, it's less, definitely less stressful than any other markets around the world. So are you pushing on those issues in order to attract more participants?
Yes, and especially with this not new philosophy, because it started 6 years ago when we created this market, but we are really focusing on production. It's what is really different from the other markets, which are more based on the buy and sell philosophy, I would say. So it's true that now we are working on production, and all the bridges that we are building between the producers and the financiers, the editors, the post-production companies and so on, are more and more important for them, because it allows them to complete the financing and the production of their own projects.
Are you expecting an increasing number of participants? I mean, probably you already know, but you don't know it specifically. But how much has the market, the Venice market, increased since last year?
We have already increased to, as far, for instance, for the Venice Gap Financing Market project, we have already 1,000, almost 1,000 one-to-one meetings which are scheduled in advance. Last year we were around 600. So you can see it's really a good increase. We added half a day. So we have now three full days for this. But even though, it's far more. And we have also already a little bit more professionals than last year. We have now more than 1,800 professionals who are registered, which is better than last year already. But as you do know, we are not really working on the volume here.
No.
Because we are more working on the quality. And it's true that, for instance, this year we have the presence of quite large presence of Netflix, Amazon, and all those new video streaming platforms, which are very important for us.
They are here to make deals for new productions. Potentially.
For everything. They are here for deals for new production. They are also, as you know, they have a TV series in the festival. And they are also looking for what's going on the VR world. That we are, as you do know, together with the festival, we are really developing a lot here.
Well, we are going to have another chat at the end of the market to see how it went. But for now, thanks a lot. Thanks to Pascal Dio, director of the Venice Film Market. I'm Angela Cherby for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.